Mind Your Subconscious is the podcast that provides you with tips, tools, and perspectives that you need to turn your wildest dreams into reality. We believe that the key to your dreams lies in your subconscious, but we also know that not everything works for everyone. That is why we provide you with a variety of modalities you can use to get rid of your subconscious limiting beliefs so you can make your dreams come true. Your host is hypnotherapist Jennifer Schlüter, who quit her job to travel the world while working online in 2016 after her first hypnosis session. Now she helps people to get rid of whatever is holding them back from standing in their true purpose and speaking their truth so that they can live up to their fullest potential while getting paid for it. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious. I am back as I promised, and I'm so excited to be sharing this podcast again with you. And today I want to talk about a topic that is, to me, very, very interesting and very, very deep. My friend last week, she asked me a question. She asked me, how do you stay true to yourself? Because she thinks that with everything that I'm doing and everything that keeps coming to me, all the goodness, all the success and all the money and all the things that I have, and including friends that I have, so things and people that I have in my life, like, she thinks that it is due to staying true to myself. So she wanted to know the secret of what it is to stay, that I, how do I stay true to myself? And I was like, wow, that is a very, very deep question. And I truly believe that people who are successful are the ones who do stay true to themselves in a way as they do what they love, what they absolutely love, and they help other people with doing what they love. They love solving other people's problems so that they can help them. And then the pinnacle of that is they get paid for it, and they get paid well for it, so they can actually live an amazing and incredible life. And the more they do that, the more successful they get, and the more people will refer them to other people. So it's basically just a ripple effect. And within a few years' time of having built their business, they don't even need to get out there and do marketing, because they just get referrals on referrals on referrals on referrals. That is true success to me. And I think that so many people in my world, like all the coaches that I follow, all the inspiring people that I follow, they all do what they love. They all stay true to themselves. And that to me is so inspiring to watch. And I think I want to get into the first point here, which is, how did I start doing what I love, I guess? Or how did I start finding that success is going to happen to me if I stay true to myself? So I think it started all with me seeing that people can do what they want and get paid for it. Which seems like such a simple thing, but sometimes we're so stuck in that, oh my God, I need to have a job, 9-to-5 job. I need to work for somebody else. I need to do this to get money. I need to da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? We have all these beliefs around what we need to do or need to have in order to become successful. And then you see people on the internet, they're gallivanting around the world. They're just in every single country. They're blogging about it. They're getting paid to write. They're getting paid to take pictures. They're getting paid to stay at hotels. What a dream life! What a dream life, at least to me. Or then you see people who are wedding photographers and who take the most incredibly beautiful pictures. Or you see people who are really fit and good looking and healthy, and they're training and they're sharing their secrets with the world, and they get paid for that. How amazing! Oh my God, this to me is the ultimate, like, being creative with your content, sharing it because it will help other people, and getting paid for that. To me, that is the ultimate freedom. Because you can share about what you love, you can create content, you can be creative, you can be funny, you can be entertaining, you can just do all these things. And then you get to help people with your content because they have struggled with what you have struggled with once. So basically, you know exactly what you need to be talking about to reach other people. And that way you are also staying true to yourself because you're only talking about what it is that you know. For example, I'm not going to be a health coach or a fitness coach because that is not what I know best. And I know that, and I would never be talking about it. But what I do know is healing, because I've healed so many aspects of myself. I have created what I want in life. I have taken manifestation to the level where I've manifested my dream partner, right now my dream apartment that I really love. I've manifested clients, I've manifested money, I've manifested everything. So, and I'm still manifesting the health part. So, but I haven't achieved that yet, right? So being true to myself is not talking about fitness and health, but being true to myself is talking about healing. And a few years ago, being true to myself was traveling, staying in amazing places and sharing that with people. And that was amazing. But I didn't really have the money mindset yet to make that work for me, whereas I really could make a living off it. But also, my purpose on this earth was not to travel the world and show people. It was for a certain amount of time. But it was more about the healing that the travel has brought me, or that I have received while traveling, which is, I started following a lot more coaches, a lot more healers. I got healing myself from coaches and healers and hypnotherapists. And so I began to create the life that works for me with the healing, or thanks to the healing that I have done. The healing with my mother, now that I have a great relationship with her, it's just so much better. It feels so much better to speak with her on the phone and to just be with her when I am with her. Or the people that I have found all over the world. I can talk about this. I can be true to myself, because if you come to a party of mine, doesn't matter in which part of the world it is, you're going to have fun and you're going to meet people from everywhere in the world, because I am truly a great people magnet. Like, I attract amazing people, I attract interesting people, and I attract people from all over the world, no matter where I go. So I can talk about that. I can also talk about manifesting my dream partner. I can talk about manifesting my dream home. I can talk about manifesting things in general. So that is me being true to myself, because I have achieved it. And me being true to myself, we're going to get into the second point, is also me saying no to the things that I know I am not ready to share yet, or that I can't do, or that I don't want to do. For example, that starts with my private life. If people ask me to go into a techno or electro club with them, I'm like, no, thank you. I will not have fun, because that is just not my music. Like, I just can't. If you take me to hip-hop plays, R&B, whatever, or even South African house right now, I'm like, okay, I'll go with you, because I know that when the right music is there at night, I will have an amazing time. And really rarely it depends on the people, and I will go with the right people, but that's extremely rare, maybe once a year. So in that way, I stay true to myself. And then also when I talk to people on the phone, let's say I'm talking to potential clients, I have turned down people because I said to them, hey, I am not your person. I am not the person that can teach you this, or you are not my person. Like, I didn't say it that way, but I'm like, I'm not the person that can teach you this. Or I said, you're not ready. Or I said, is that something that you really want? And then we found out that this person wanted something completely different. So I say no to the things that I don't want, and that it's not that I can't, because at the end of the day, I am a true believer of I can do everything that I set my mind to and that I want to do. But if I'm not feeling it, if my intuition is saying no, or should you rather not do that, then I'm like, you're right, I shouldn't. Because I have been at the place where I have taken on clients because I needed some money. way back in the day. And oh my God, that was such a terrible decision. That was the worst decision. So now I'm in a place where I'm only working with clients who are truly aligned and who I truly love and who truly love me. It's a whole bunch of love that is involved in being true to yourself. And then also, let's say with people in my life, there was a phase just recently where I just didn't want to hang out with anybody, just with like two or three people. And I said no to everybody else because I just didn't want to. It had nothing to do with the people. I just said, okay, I have to protect my energy. I have to protect me. I have to just hang out with the people I love because I want to it is easy to hang out with them. Not that it is hard to hang out with the other people, but I feel also comfortable to hang out with them when I'm in a bad mood and I see them all the time. So it was just different. And then there were certain people I just turned down because I was like, I just can't hang out right now because I'm not feeling it. I will get back to you as soon as I feel it. But I'm in a place in my life where I also want to be alone a lot. Like, I freaking love being by myself. So, you know, if somebody invites me to something or if somebody wants to hang out, a lot of times I'm like, no, because I rather be alone. And that is also being true to myself. Because at the end of the day, I know that, I hope you didn't hear this bird, but we'll see how it comes out. Sorry, I just got distracted by a bird shitting in my backyard. I'm going to leave this in because this is how it is. I just saw it. Anyway, let me get back to the topic. Yes, I love being alone. And if I know that I love being alone, or if I'd rather not hang out with a person, I'm not going to do them the favor because they want to hang out with me. I'm going to do myself the favor and I'm going to say, I love myself so much and I want to be by myself that I'm just going to say no to you. No, thank you. I will contact you when I think it's right. And people accept that. They respect that because some of them wish they would do what I did. And they would have the courage to say no. But other people just know because they're also like me and they take care of themselves first. So being true to yourself, the third point that I want to make is to take care of yourself and to put yourself first, no matter what. Like, I ask myself every single day, as often as I can, and some days I'm better than others, but as often as I can, I ask myself, what do I want right now? What do I want to do right now? What would make me feel great right now? And if it's just laying in fucking bed and doing nothing or watching Netflix, I will do that. And if I know that going dancing would make me feel great, but I'm like, I don't want to get up and da-da-da. I'm like, no. You know that dancing will make you feel great, so you're going to move your ass out of bed and you're going to go. So you have to decide when you know something is going to make you feel good, but you're in a place where you're like, I would rather stay in bed. Then you will have to either get out because you know what it is that you want and it's going to make you feel good. Or if you're saying, okay, I'm going to stay in bed, but whether or not I'm going to go or not, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be fine with my decision. That's another thing which I'm going to get to, being fine with your decision. But I want to talk more about really doing what you love. So every single day I ask myself these questions, right? What it is that I love doing, what would make me feel great right now, and I treat myself too. I have started treating myself to a lot more massages, to a lot more takeout food, vegan takeout food, because I freaking love it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel great. And just to a whole lot more things. And rather than holding back or just saying like, oh, is this too much that you're spending? Or is it too much that you're spending on yourself? Should you rather invest that? No. Nothing that I ever spend on myself is lost. Nothing. Because it's making me feel good. Whether that's an online course, whether that's somebody that's doing my social media, whether that is a massage, whether that is food, whether that is an apartment, nothing that is ever spent on myself is lost. So that's also why a lot of people are scared to invest in themselves. And I see it with certain people more than others, in certain countries more than others. But you investing in yourself is the absolute best decision, because if you really feel like you want to invest into either a massage or an online course, if that's what you want, then go for it, because you will never, never, ever regret it. And you are staying true to yourself, because this is what you really want right now in this moment. Nothing that you want in a moment is ever wasted. Whatever you want in a moment, go out there and get it. Go out there and get it. Make yourself feel so goddamn good. Make yourself feel like a goddess or a god. Make yourself feel the happiest that you've ever been, the best that you've ever felt. Do that thing, because that is staying true to yourself. That is truly, really staying true to yourself. Making yourself feel fucking amazing, because only that way can other people benefit from you. Only that way will you show up happily, feeling good, feeling great. And that way you will attract and manifest everything that you want. By making yourself feel good. Truly. That is it. That is it. And then the fourth little point that I wanted to mention is being okay with the decision that you've made. So for example, if I choose to stay in bed rather than going dancing, I'm going to be okay with my decision. I'm not going to be saying later, oh, I know that I love dancing so much and it would have made me feel so much better than staying in bed. Nah, dude, you are going to be okay with your decision, because in that moment you decided that, and that's okay. So no regrets. Being true to yourself is no regrets. Absolutely accepting every single decision that you've ever made, and absolutely taking on this decision and knowing that it was the right decision for you, because at the end of the day, it either led to a lesson or it led you to something that you were supposed to do, or some place where you were meant to be. But accepting and really leaning into every decision that you've ever made and thinking, okay, this decision, whatever it is, whatever I'm going to make as a decision, is going to work out for me. Things are going to happen for me, not to me, because that's what I decide. Every single thing that I do, every single decision that I make, whatever is coming from that is happening for me. Life is happening for me. The universe is conspiring in my favor. Things are happening for the best of me. That is also being true to yourself, because everything else would be living from fear and from regrets and from lack, which is not your true self. Your true self is love. Your true self is more love. There's nothing else. Like, your true self is love. There's nothing else. Everything, every decision that you make from fear, from lack, like if you, me taking on clients from a place of lack where I didn't have the money was a shitty decision, because it was made from lack. But at the end of the day, it did teach me not to do that. So now I'm getting incredible clients. So I don't regret that, right? Or another decision. Let me think about the terrible decision. Like, let's say a decision you can relate to. A friend calls you up and says, hey, let's go out tonight. And you're like, oh, I'd rather stay in bed. But they're like, no, come. It's going to be fun. Then you guys go out and the night just sucks, because the atmosphere sucks, the energy sucks. Something happens, somebody spills a drink, Like, the night just sucks, right? So, first of all, you accepting that decision, but at the end of the day, that night also happened for you, because now you know that you're not supposed to go out when your intuition is telling you no. So it's basically teaching you how to listen to your intuition. So that also happened for you. If you choose to see that life, no matter what it throws at you, is happening for you and is teaching you things out of everything that it is throwing at you for you, if you're seeing that, then life gets more and more and more and more beautiful each and every single day, and you're staying true to yourself. So that was a very long answer to a single question that my friend asked, but I'm loving it already, and I hope you took a lot away from this, and maybe share with me the best insight that you've had from this podcast. Leave it a review. And I'll hear you next week. Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious?
Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Catch our next episode every Monday.